Welcome to Sunshine Sisters, an interview segment highlighting the women making an impact in St. Petersburg today. I'm Karen Carmichael. My guest today is Susanna Darwin. She's a filmmaker and a lifelong political activist who spent decades in Chicago working in publishing and the law. In 2018, she moved with her wife to St. Petersburg, where she made her second and third short films, Longer in 2020 and Flag Act in 2023, following Hat Boxes, which she made in 2013. The irreverent comedy Flag Act is currently winning awards on the film festival circuit and will screen at Gasparilla and Sunscreen this spring. She's currently working on getting a feature-length film produced, in addition to other forms of visual art and a novel. Hi, Susanna. Thanks for joining me in the Radio St. Pete studios today.
I'm so glad to be here.
So let's just jump right in. Tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
I kind of grew up all over the place. I was born in Arkansas, but my father worked for 3M Company, and so we moved around a lot when I was a kid. But, I mean, that didn't stop me from, you know, studying viola and then joining the debate team and going to summer camp and falling in love with a girl. But I mostly went to high school outside of Chicago and then finished high school in St. Paul, Minnesota.
So what led you to St. Pete and what inspired you to get involved here?
Well, what led us led me to St. Pete was my wife actually went to high school here and USF and worked for the St. Pete Times. In the early part of her career. And so she had, you know, family and friends here, and we would come visit, and it was a, you know, super agreeable community and really enjoyable and beautiful. And I had lived in Chicago for 30 years, and she had lived there for 20 years as adults. And so, you know, an opportunity presented itself in 2018 to move down here. And so we did. But in terms of getting involved, you know, the first thing that I did, of course, when we got here was I registered to vote.
Of course.
But on the way down, when we were driving down from Chicago in May of 2018, we stopped off at the National Museum for Peace and Justice in Montgomery, Alabama, which had just opened that April. And it was life-altering. It is a stunning installation that gives you an absolute visceral sense of the horror of lynching in the United States. But also the power that it took to rise above that. And so we got here, and within weeks, literally, I got in touch with Equal Justice Initiative in Montgomery and asked how to get involved with folks here in St. Pete who were working towards putting up a memorial to the three documented victims of lynching here in Pinellas County. And in February of 2021, a marker went up at 2nd Avenue South and Dr. King, which is right about where John Evans was lynched in 1914.
Wow. What a journey. So clearly you're pretty involved in St. Petersburg, right? And I'm just curious to know, like, what do you see as the biggest challenge for 2024 and then moving forward?
Certainly voter turnout. I hope we can get everybody to vote. I mean, I like to say, I don't care how you vote. I care that you vote. I mean, of course I care how you vote, but I mostly care that you vote. And so I hope voter turnout can be quite high.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Yeah, that same sentiment, how you vote is your business, but that you vote is very important.
Right.
Right? We all need a voice. So I know you're very involved in the film industry and many other things, but what's the accomplishment that you're the most proud of?
Well, one of the great things about having moved to St. Petersburg is that, you know, there's a robust filmmaking community here, given its size. I mean, I come from Chicago, which is kind of a huge city and a very, very deep bench when it comes to filmmaking. And so getting here, what I'm proud of is that, you know, we moved here in 2018, and I've managed to get two short films made, both of which have wound up on the festival circuits and, you know, have a, you know, great friendships with folks that I've made films with. And so it's been very supportive, and I'm, you know, I'm proud of both those films.
So you have a film coming up shortly on our Sunscreen. Is that true?
Actually, it's so the film is called Flag Act, mm-hmm. And it's, let's call it, an irreverent comedy. It's about 10 minutes long. And it's going to be at the Gasparilla International Film Festival in Tampa on Saturday, the 23rd of March at 3:15 p.m.
Oh, okay.
It's with a group of shorts. And then it's also going to be at the Sunscreen Film Festival at the end of April. It's a Sunday program on the 28th of April. And the fun part of that is that it's on the program with at least one film from friends here. And two of the women, Maggie Parada and Fabiana Salgado Lowe, are filmmakers that are also from St. Pete. And the three of us have started working on a script that I wrote that's a feature-length film. And, you know, right now we're doing, you know, scene breakdowns and working towards a pitch and you know, building a budget, which is terrifying. But, you know, it turns out to have been a great move.
So that's your first feature-length film?
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll look for you at Sunscreen because I'm sure we'll be there. Do you have any mentors or leaders that you admire or inspired you?
Yes. I had a mentor when I worked for Encyclopedia Britannica in Chicago. Her name is Barbara Vogel, and she is a total Renaissance woman. When I started there, she was the director of cartography. So, you know, she's got expertise in maps. But she moved up the chain and kind of took me with her, you know, introduced me into, you know, managerial roles. But she's also been a member of the Coast Guard Auxiliary in Massachusetts Bay. She's been a chocolatier. she was the chief technology officer at Scholastic. So just sort of amazing and open and super smart and, you know, a great person to look up to.
It's always nice when you can find a woman that takes you along with her, right?
Yes.
And, you know, kind of holds your hand and teaches you the ropes, I think, you know. I've had several in my career as well, and I think you never forget them.
Never.
Right? So I'm assuming the things you're involved in have taken you a lot of different places, but what's a place you've not been to yet that you really want to visit?
Oh, wow. I mean, Portugal's right up there. We have a number of friends that have actually moved there. So I'd love to go there. I'd love to go to Scandinavia. I've been to Finland, which is a Nordic country, not Scandinavia, but loved Finland. And I'd love to go to New Zealand.
So the one thing I always ask people at the end of these interviews is to recommend a book and a podcast and or a movie for our listeners. Everybody waits for these recommendations, including me. So what have you got?
So for books, I really love a fat novel, like really fat. And I recently read Lucy Ellman's Ducks Newburyport, which took me years, literally, you know, reading at night. And, you know, and it's also the shtick of it is you can't read a whole lot in one sitting, but I loved it. It's very funny and very well done, very relatable. As far as a podcast goes, I would recommend Ultra from Rachel Maddow, which is going to give you a monstrous sense of deja vu because it's about right-wing authoritarianism in the United States 100 years ago. And let's see, so that's the podcast. And then in terms of a movie, of course, I have to recommend Flag Act.
Please do. Tell us again when we can see it.
You can see it at Gasparilla International Film Festival on March 23rd at 3:15 p.m. with a group of shorts. And then on April 28th at the Sunscreen Film Festival, Sunday morning, I think at 11 o'clock.
So you've been listening to Sunshine Sisters, women who have made an impact in St. Petersburg today. I'm sitting here with my friend Susanna Darwin. She is a filmmaker who pretty shortly will have a film at the Sunscreen Film Festival. Susanna, thank you for joining me today. I look forward to seeing Flag Act.
Karen, it's been a pleasure, and I'll look forward to seeing you there.